It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson, in for David Brancaccio. There's been a lot of talk online this week about Jason Collins, the NBA player from the Celtics and the Wizards who came out as gay this week. And some of that talk is offensive. Janelle Burley Hoffman is a mother of five in Cape Cod who helps us understand how to behave with technology. She found a website, thinkbeforeyouspeak.com, that tracks anti-gay slurs being used on Twitter. For her family, it was a good conversation starter about what's appropriate language to use online and in everyday life.
The tracker in particular was a great tool and a tangible tool to show our children that it's actually happening. When you see close to 20,000 derogatory terms used just on Twitter alone today, and how powerful our language is when it becomes our cultural norm to read and speak and say these words in our daily lives.
When kids are being kids around each other, they might be experimenting with edgy language. Everybody does that, right? When you showed your son these sort of larger numbers, what was his reaction?
He really responded with seriousness, and he just couldn't believe it. And he actually said, hey, can we check that again?
You can obviously show your kids this tracker and show them how this language is being used. But a lot of the time that kids spend online is by themselves. It's outside of their parents' purview, unless they're friends with them on Facebook.
Parents need to be present, number one, because if you wouldn't tolerate your child talking like this in person or near you or around you or at school, then we should have zero tolerance for it online as well. And I think that's an important takeaway message, is we need to know, certainly we're not going to know everything, but we need to know how our children are talking and why they're saying. We need to parent the screens the same way we need to parent away from the screens. And that includes the language they use.
It's probably not a good idea for you to post a comment on their Facebook post. That's probably not the way to go about having this dialogue, right?
Absolutely not. I would say pull the plug on all the technology and have a face-to-face dialogue about it. Because I think when children can see the seriousness in your eyes and when you have a deliberate conversation about a topic, then that makes it permanent. They can give you feedback. They can talk about their experience. You can use different examples. And I think it builds that bridge to communication when we step away from the social media to parent and have a face-to-face conversation.
Janelle Burley Hoffman also teaches parenting workshops in Massachusetts. Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
And you've probably heard about the fisheye camera lens. Well, how about a bug-eyed one? Researchers at the University of Illinois and Northwestern University have developed a unique hemispherical digital camera based on the eye of a fly. It takes photos with nearly 200 tiny lenses to put together one giant, wide-angle, almost three-dimensional image. Here's Professor Yongyang Huang at Northwestern.
When you take pictures, you usually try to focus at one distance, and things closer or further away will be blurred. But with this new camera we developed, you can take one picture, everything close by and far away will be, everything will be clear.
Professor Huang says there's lots of uses for a camera like this. Super-powered surveillance in big cities for one. I'm going to get one of these things and put it in my house to answer the big question, what the heck is my cat doing all day? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.